Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hey, good evening and welcome to the show tonight. I'm so glad you joined us. Tonight we're going to have an interesting topic. I'm very... You know, I sat down to write the outline for the show, and the topic tonight is letting go. And the idea behind that is letting go of attachments, letting go of an expectation, letting go of this idea of how it's, quote, supposed to be, unquote. And as I did this outline, I was getting all this information, and the idea of letting go can reach so far into who we are, and so I'm really excited to cover it because there's so many ways in our society that we don't let go. There's so many ways that we're easily offended. We're easily put off by the behavior of others, by the expectations we have of others' behavior. It's if you're on social media at all, you'll observe other people, their judgment, their ideas, their values, and when you watch the collective pool, this collective pool of human consciousness through a social media like Facebook or anything like that, you really see how people can be offended with each other and be agitated and even upset and possibly violent with how things are. When we talk about letting go, a lot of times it can seem counterproductive, especially to our ego. Letting go, yeah, right. You're driving a car down the road and you're holding the steering wheel and you know, it's that kind of behavior that gives you a sense of control over the car. The idea of letting go doesn't seem like a rational thing to do. And oftentimes our mind will have an idea of what we want in our life and our ego will be working so diligently to bring it about with our personal relationships, perhaps with our spouse or significant other. We can have this idea of how the relationship, quote, should look, unquote. And we're trying to make sure that we show up in that relationship in a way that fulfills our side of the expectation of how it should be. The idea of the workplace, you're a manager, you're the boss, you stand up in front of the company and you state where the company is going, how we're going to get there, and there can be a expectation of what that looks like. So if you're in that role, letting go might seem like a dangerous thing to do. I mean, somebody's got to drive the boat, right? What I'm getting at with this is letting go isn't really reinforced with how we're raised, how we're educated, and oftentimes with how we experience life. So how is it that we can talk about letting go and really genuinely find personal value in that in our everyday life? Well, I suggest that if you play with, if you contemplate, if you look at from many different directions, the idea of letting go, you will find an immense amount of value in your life. What are some of the benefits of letting go? We're kind of putting the back of the show at the front of the show, but that's all right. I'm letting go with how a show is supposed to look. Letting go can reduce your stress. And stress affects every single cell in your body instantaneously. No other disease can do that. Letting go can bring a sense of ease to your body, a sense of peace to your body, your physical body. So the value, just from that perspective alone, can be a healthier demeanor, a calmer, peaceful sense of self. And I don't know about you, but when I drive around on the freeway and I look at other people, so many of us are wrapped up tight. We're checking our phones. We're anxious about the traffic conditions. We want to get in the other lane and we want to get there now. And those kind of things bring up stress and anxiety. And those are expensive things to have. So that's just a notion from the physical arena, your physical body. Letting go can be very helpful to your health, to your own well-being, your own comfort in your own skin. Do you want to feel comfortable in your own skin? Do you want to feel at home no matter where you are? Letting go can do that for you. Well, let's look at letting go from a perspective of the choices and options that you have in the future. If you have an expectation, a sharp expectation of how your life is going to go, and the universe has another idea in mind, letting go can allow you, can afford you the ability to be cognitive of new possibilities, new directions, new vectors in the choices that you can make today. Choices that decide new outcomes in your life. Letting go of a specific expectation of how your life's supposed to go. And the egos are really fond of a concrete plan. And there's nothing wrong with planning here, and I'm certainly not discounting planning as a part of your life. I'm just saying that sometimes when we have a desire in our ego, we want to reach a place, a destination, if you will. Perhaps it's a job title. Perhaps it's a moving into our own home. Perhaps it's whatever the expectation of the ego is. Perhaps it's a deep and fulfilling relationship with another. And the ego says, well, damn it, I want a good relationship. I want to be in a relationship with a person where we just click and everything goes well, and the ego has an idea, an expectation of what this wonderful relationship's going to look like. And if we have unresolved subconscious karmic crap, did I say crap? Karmic lessons, yes, that's the more appropriate term. That is incongruent. If our karmic collage within our own personal energy persona does not allow us to show up ourselves from our own point of view in a deep and intimate and personal way, our egos can dream all they want about having that perfect relationship, that deep relationship, that intimate relationship. And so if your ego's hell-bent to go find this relationship and it doesn't pay attention to the lessons, the unresolved karma, the unresolved emotions, the unresolved feelings within our own personal energy persona, then the ego is going to try over and over and over again to have this wonderful relationship. And since it's not focused on the fundamental mechanics of how a good relationship works, it just isn't going to happen. How many times do you hear somebody say, well, you know, I've been married 3 times and they're each different guys, but boy, they sure act the same way. You know, they're all this way or that way. And when we talk about our experience in a relationship, we're talking about a mirror of ourselves. And until we bring ourselves into alignment with what we want, we're not going to experience it. And so the power of letting go affords us the ability to see subtle aspects of what's involved in what we want. The ego, the linear mind, likes a straight line from beginning to end. And the universe doesn't work in straight lines. The universe can have a non-linear nature to it. And when you have a linear expectation of how things are going to unfold, you're really discounting a very substantial part of you, because the heart and the soul are not necessarily linear thinkers. They're not necessarily linear when it comes to fulfilling desires. Your heart and your soul is all about you finding that relationship that's rich and full and rewarding. And your heart and soul is all about you fulfilling your potential at work or moving into a more healthy space within your own physical body. But how that happens can be completely different. It's like you're going through life, and when you let the ego drive all the time, it becomes an ordeal, because the ego is a symbol processor. The ego is attached to what's happening outside of you. Imagine a wide river with a fairly swift current, and it's about waist deep, and there's a taut rope just above the waterline, and you feel like you need to cross the river. And so you start wading out into the river, and you can feel the water push against your legs, and you're trying to get a footing on the bottom of the river. You're trying to get a footing on the bottom of the river so you have a sense of control in your life, and you grab that rope, and you're holding onto that rope tight as you're trying to navigate across this river. Well, every time you lift up a foot and put it back down, you have to get a new footing. You have to reestablish a sense of trust with every single step. What did I say? You have to reassess a sense of trust with every step you take. That's classic ego. But there's a bigger part of you. There's a bigger part of you at play here. Your heart and your soul have a vision of your life that is incomprehensible by your ego. In truth, the potential you have to fulfill in a single lifetime is astounding. But as long as you're grabbing that rope, taunt, and fretting about every single step you take, you're not going to see the opportunities. You're not going to see the new paradigms that your heart and your soul can easily attract into your life. Wow. You can start to see how expensive it can be by not letting go. When we're out there trying to cross that river, we're holding on tight to that rope because that rope dictates whether we succeed or fail. That rope dictates whether we're going to reach our goal or not. And the water seems to be pushing against us, challenging us with every single step. Well, you can easily get tired in that kind of a scenario. you can easily get tired and kind of surrender and give up. And boy, howdy, do I see that. Do I see that in society? People who wake up and they go through their day and they make the same damn choices day in and day out. They go home, they crash on the couch, they watch TV, and they go to bed and get up the next day and do it all over again. They are so tired. They're so fatigued of trying anything new, of trying anything bold, let alone trusting an idea that their dreams can come true. Oh, it's very common for people to have given up that idea, that possibility for them in their life. But there's a real value in letting go. You know, it's a curious thing when we talk about personal power, and New Human Living is all about personal power, because every single one of us is an infinite point of human consciousness that can have inspiration in this moment and this moment and this moment, infinitum forever. When we desire change, when we desire a new outcome, when we want something different in our life, something better, something that satisfies us at a deeper level, always, always, forever, we can receive inspiration that makes that possible. But the path that will bring it about can be elusive to our ego minds. That's where the wisdom, the raw wisdom of your heart and your soul, can have a very strong influence on your ability to bring it about. You know, when we talk about letting go, It's like a momentum from our past. It, like the next 10 years will be like the last 10 years and the 10 years before that. If our ego observes our life, it can see a very prominent propensity or classic type of outcome, where things have always turned out a particular way. We have this idea that life is one way or another. And in truth, there's billions of us human beings walking all over this planet, and every single one of us has a very unique experience of life itself. So you look at your life and you say, well, my life is this, my life is that. It's easy, it's hard, it's safe, it's dangerous. Pick spectrums and pick either side of a spectrum and draw out what you think life is about, and then go out into the world and observe through the media or in person people having a completely different experience of life. How we experience life is very programmable. Karma is so elegant. It's very eloquent in how it's impersonal. Our karma is impersonal. If we're stuck in a particular paradigm, if we're stuck in a particular pattern, it has very little to do with the universe itself, and it has much more to do with who we are within ourselves. What we experience on the outside is a mirror of what we haven't resolved on the inside. So when I talk about letting go, you want to get good at letting go. I want to talk about forgiveness of yourself. We can have these ideas, which would be mental karma, these ideas of blame and guilt and shame from the past. Perhaps we had a train wreck or two in our past and difficult stretches in our life where we had to make decisions where there just wasn't a good outcome. Losing our jobs, divorce, personal fights. It's endless, the different ways these kind of things can show up in our life. And when we hold our past in judgment of ourselves, we tell ourselves that we don't deserve it. We don't deserve, you know, the idea of being guilty versus being innocent. What I'm talking about right now is your personal sense of self. The idea of letting go of anything at all that has happened in the past. I don't care if you're on death row or a tyrant or whatever you have done in the past at all has not ever broken a karmic law. And to get clear about that, what I'm talking about is how you see yourself, and your conscious mind is going, well, I'm okay with myself. You know, I'm doing all right. I got this. I got that. I understand that. I hear you. I understand that. But in our subconscious, we can hold imprints from our childhood. We can even hold imprints from before this lifetime in a past lifetime. And they can show up in who we think we are in this moment. So often, people can feel like they don't deserve something in a subconscious way. You know, I'm going to talk about who every one of us is at a very deep level. And, you know, we can't really talk about letting go unless we really understand how much it has to offer us. I don't want to talk about letting go in a superficial way. I don't want to just sit there and poke at it with a stick. I want to crack that sucker open. And I want to tap the power of letting go at such a profound level that you feel entitled to show up in a much more powerful way in your life right now. By the end of this show, for you to have an idea of just who the hell you are. And let me tell you, it's a profound you. You are the creator incarnate. I suggest to you that we all come from the same fabric. There's sayings in our mythology that say the Father and I are one. The kingdom of heaven is within. We are all one. We all come from the one. We all are source, God. God's a word that's been butchered a lot. Divine presence, human consciousness itself, love incarnate. I don't want to decide how you see the idea of a God or a source of all creation, but whatever your version of that you relate to or identify with the most, you are that thing now. I'm going to use God and source. Source doesn't have an emotional attachment to it. We haven't gone to war about source. We haven't we haven't that emotional reaction to the word source like we do the word God. You are source incarnate. You know, we can talk about this, but I suggest you really need to come to terms with this in a very deep way. And I'll share my example, my experience with it, and that might help you identify with it. I was raised in Utah in a Mormon household, and there was no talk of my divinity. There was no talk of me being a soul personified. There was no talk of the idea that it would be impossible for my soul to die. It is only my human body attached to my soul that can be lost. It is only my human body, this body that is listening to this show, becoming detached from my soul as the only sense of loss. My soul itself does not die. I suggest you, no soul has ever died on planet Earth. But a whole bunch of humans from the beginning of time has disconnected from their soul, which is what we call death. But we are not our body. We are not our body. Look at your hands. Where did those atoms come from? Pinch your hand. There's flesh there. You can feel bone inside if you squeeze hard enough. Where the hell did those atoms come from? 10 years before you were born, those atoms were somewhere else on the planet. Wait. The atoms in my hand were doing something else a while ago, and now they're my hand. So what is your body? What's this body thing that you're carrying around? What's this body thing that has ears that you're listening to this conversation with? It's Mother Earth. Your body is made from Mother Earth. You are Earth personified, illuminated, animated by the presence of your soul. Your soul does so much for you. Have you regulated your digestive tract today? How about your blood sugar levels? Are you breathing? Is your immune system working? All that's handled by your soul. Your body is illuminated, is animated by your soul. When your soul disconnects from your body goes back to being dirt. You are not your body. You are a soul personified in your body. That's really, really important. You are a soul personified in your body. So I didn't have any experience with this growing up. And once I got old enough and I moved out on my own, I started noodling everything about life. I've always been fascinated about this thing called life and our human consciousness, our human potential. And I started looking at past life regression. Past life regression. The idea that this soul that is animating your body has incarnated before, where you've been a different person on this planet in the past, and whatever happened to you in that lifetime or previous lifetimes can have a karmic imprint that's still present in your own personal energy persona. I'm going to share with you, I don't know if we have time, but I'm going to do it anyway, my first experience with a past life regression. I'll be brief. I didn't really know what to expect. It was my birthday. It was quite a while ago, at least a decade. And I thought I'd give myself a past life regression. It's like, this is curious. Connect with your past life. Let's give it a shot. So I Look, we have a metaphysical magazine. I looked in the back, and here's these people offering past life regressions. I found one, and I signed up, and I went to their office and laid down on their couch. Sounds like a going to see a shrink, doesn't it? And thank goodness she was patient, because it took a while for anything to happen. But she starts talking me through this process, and after an initial process to get me connected or whatever, after that initial process, she said, okay, there's three bridges. And this is all in my mind. I'm laying down on the couch. My eyes are closed. I had no idea what to expect. It's like, okay, whatever, whatever. And she's like, okay, go to the first bridge and tell me how it feels. And I'm in my consciousness, I'm, okay, here's the first bridge. And go, I go halfway up on it. And I hadn't, I want to tell you, I'm not the kind of guy that sees angels flying around or has these, you know, psychic connections or whatever. I'm not that guy. But here I am on the couch, and I go to the first bridge, and she says, well, tell me how it feels. I said, it feels cold and damp and dark. Okay, well, go to the second bridge. How does this feel? Oh, this feels light and springtime and vibrant. Okay, and go to the third one. Oh, this seems very peaceful and very warm and very compelling. And she goes, now, ask yourself which one you should go across. And I get this sense, you should go across the first one, the cold, damp, dark one. And so I go across the bridge. This is all in my mind. I'm just laying there still with my eyes closed. And she's like, okay, tell me what you feel. I'm like, I don't feel anything. Okay, well, stay with it. Tell me what you feel. I don't feel anything. And thank goodness she was patient. And I tried it again. You know, I'm just staying there, and I'm going, well, you know, it does feel dark. It feels damp. It feels damp. Stay with it. Okay, it's feeling damp. And I feel water on my skin. Okay, keep going. And we more or less stayed in the space, giving me an opportunity to connect with this moment in a past life. And man, I tell you what, as clear as a bell, as clear as can be, poof, I'm on this really old ship. Think Christopher Columbus, Nina Pina, Santa Maria, you know, big ship out in the middle of the ocean in a hurricane, and the boat's going down. Most everybody's in the water. I'm basically connecting with the past life. And in one short moment, I come into my body of a past life, and I'm standing on the deck of this big flipping ship out in the middle of the ocean in a hurricane, and everybody's been washed overboard, and here comes another wave, and I get washed overboard, and as clear as I'm talking to you now, I could feel it. I start coughing. This is in this lifetime on the couch. I start coughing and I'm drowning. I'm in the water. I'm drowning. I'm like, wow, my first past life regression. And I connect to a moment when I'm drowning in the flipping ocean. And it was as real could be. And as soon as I started coughing, she said, just relax and come up a little bit out of your body. And easy as pie, I came up out of my body, and I watched myself drown. I drowned. But I didn't die. That is, my soul didn't die. And here in this lifetime, I've had several water episodes of deep trauma in water. if I'm in water over my head, I get so anxious and nervous. And I know it's because of this unresolved episodes of the past, which is our karma, our unresolved karma. So I share this with you for a specific reason. In order to really get traction with letting go, In order to get traction with letting go, it would serve us well to understand the truth of who we are. When we live our lives in our ego, we fear losing it. We fear the loss of control. We fear death. We fear the death of the ego, the sense of who we are. And I can't talk about letting go in a powerful way until I connect with you the sense of letting go of any fear in your life. Now, we can talk about this all we want, but it's not until you embody it, until you believe it. And for the first part of my life, I didn't even think about it, let alone believe it. Until you know the truth of who you are, you're not going to be able to show up at your full authentic power unless you know the truth of who you are. Now, after I did that past life regression, I had an unexpected outcome. I had a deeper sense of peace within my own being. It's hard to describe, but I was at peace. It's like I had connected with that bigger part of me, that soul part of me. And from that soul's perspective, this fella Les Jensen was going to be okay no matter what happened. I was going to be okay no matter what happened. And I relaxed. I trusted my life. I trusted who I was. I had a deeper sense of knowing that nothing in this physical plane can touch the truth of who I am. No thing, experience or person or thing in this physical plane can touch the truth of who I am. I am Source incarnate. You hear about people on an operating table or at a crash scene, and they have an out-of-body experience, a near-death experience, and they observe their bodies. And they're flying around the room, and sometimes they connect with people who have passed, and they tell them to go back. Your life's not over. You are a soul personified, a soul that is timeless, that has no sense of fear, that has no sense of limitations. Your soul does not have a sense of limitation. But your ego sure does. So what does letting go have to offer us? Do you want to play bold? Do you want to dream big? Do you want to trust that your heart and your soul can figure out a path that your ego doesn't have to cognitively work out by itself? Do you think your heart and your soul could figure out a path to you living a life so exceptional and expansive? Expansive that every day, every week, every month that goes by, you trust yourself more and more? I was writing my next book. It's coming out in just a few weeks. Citizen King, citizen, that's you. King, that's your potential, your soul potential. Citizen King, the new age of power. And it's curious, when you write a book, the book really writes you. You're just a vehicle for it. There's a point in that book where when you can get your ego to trust your heart, when you can get your ego to not be afraid of its sense of self and its volatility, when you can get your ego to trust your heart and your soul, there's a whole different way you can go about living your life. Your heart and soul knows what's going to happen next week and next month. Your heart and soul knows the exact kind of thing that makes you feel fulfilled, that makes you feel accomplished, satisfied, and even powerful. Do you think our tribe is calling out for powerful people to step up to the plate? Do you think you could be one of those people? Do you think the vision, the dream, the idea that your heart and your soul had for you before you even incarnated into your body isn't the most exciting damn adventure you could ever imagine in a good way? What would your life look like if you could trust that? To let go of an idea that you're vulnerable, you're volatile, that you're going to break if you do it wrong. To let go of the idea that you have to cognitively work out every flip and detail in your life in order for you to succeed. To let go of the idea that somebody else defines your worth or value. To let go of the notion that what other people think of you has anything to do at all with who you really are, there's an immense amount of freedom in that. To let go and trust the divinity, the purpose, the value of you, period. Not you being this or you being that. I don't care what your resume looks like. I don't care if you went to school or not. I don't care what your past looks like. Because the fabric of you, the very fabric of you, is a soul personified. These ideas have been passed down for generations. I'm just regurgitating them through my own perspective and sharing them with you that you might discover this same sense of self within your being now. So you can live a life worthy of who you are. You have infinite potential. Here's another moment coming along right now. Another opportunity for inspiration. Another opportunity for action. And here comes another one and another one. Damn, they just keep coming. This ever-present now's got some real opportunity to offer us. You know what I mean? So what's it going to be? Don't tell me. Don't tell me, tell you. Trust you. Empower you. Believe in you. What would a wonderful life look like to you? You know, your sole purpose is an idea. There's not detail to it, because the ego is going to ultimately choose it anyway. If your soul laid out a life path with 100 trillion choices and this mind-numbing detail about exactly how your life is going to go, then your ego would have to be in alignment with that vision of your soul. And just look around. Nobody's operating from, nobody's a big word. Very few people in the past have been operating from the soul level. But we're in a new paradigm now. Many more people are waking up to the new idea, the new human, the idea of what a new human can be living from the vision of their soul. Could that be you? There's no single sentence that's going to snap you into your power. There's no single moment where a divine being is going to prang you with a wand made out of light and poof, you're done. You're divine, and you're always divine. But what I'm getting at is, for you to discover your power, it's a journey. You chose to listen to this radio show tonight, today. It might be morning. I'm letting go of when you're listening to this. You chose, when you saw this episode, you chose to click on it. Some part of you wanted some of this content to bring about a new understanding of who you are. It's a never-ending story. There's no finish line. There's always another opportunity for a choice, another opportunity for a new direction. And karma really doesn't care. You can choose to go farther into the darkness, farther into separation, farther into fear, or you can come out of it. Or you can stay in the middle and tread water for a while. Every single soul starts from source. You are the light. The idea of God, the idea of source, the idea of consciousness, however you want to look at it. Nature is a cyclic operation. It works in cycles. We are souls that start in the light with no karma. No karma, just light. And we go into separation, and we go into duality, and we go into a disconnect of our truth. So we can feel the experience of separation. We can feel the experience of disconnect, of unknowingness, of unsurety. Just look at all the paradigms playing out on this planet. There's so many people that have very low self-respect, self-confidence. We've gone so far into the darkness collectively. We've even built a mechanism to put an end to it all. The darkness that we've gone into over eons of time have scarred our collective psyche so deeply. And our souls chose to do this lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And now, right now, in this time, in this generation, in this lifetime, the collective consciousness of humanity is coming out of the shadow. It's coming out of the darkness. Holy cow. The collective consciousness of humanity is rising. You know how many terawatts of power that is? Billions and billions and billions, I can't say that long enough, of watts of raw human power. As you claim more of your power, your wattage, your power goes up. My soul put me in front of powerful television transmitter so I could wrap my noodle, my noggin, my brain around what the hell is power. I built million-watt transmitters. And I did that for decades, and it was not obvious how the hell they worked. It took me a long time to understand what power was. But my soul chose that life path for me so I could verbalize, I could explain the nature of power, what it means to be powerful. You are a soul personified. Oh my God, is that power? That's power without end. You can embody more and more of your power. It won't happen in the snap of a finger. It's going to be a journey. It's going to be a better understanding of who you are. It's going to be a clearer understanding of your divinity. It's going to be self-empowerment, self-entitlement. You have to give yourself permission to be powerful. So much of our culture invented this thing called guilt, shame, and blame. And it's a man-made concept that we did something wrong. It's a man-made concept that we broke some karmic law. But from my vantage point, no karmic law has ever been broken. We are given fierce free will on this planet. We are given an immense freedom to choose whatever the hell we want, including our own demise. We can go so far into darkness, so far into fear, that we'll lash out at anything as a threat. We can be so fearful of the frailty of who we think we are that we're willing to sign anything, vote anyway, just to create a temporary sense of comfort or safety. So many people are motivated for a sense of safety based on some political choice, some collective choice, some administrative choice, some governmental choice, as a sense of safety, to feel at ease. But in truth, we're immortal beings, we're souls personified. Safety has nothing to offer us that we don't already have. I like what Helen Keller said. Safety as a principle doesn't exist in nature. Safety does not exist in nature. Life is either a daring adventure or it's nothing at all. So letting go. We're out crossing the river. We're picking up our foot and leaving that place of safety and recreating footing over and over again and trying to trust it as the water rushes by us. The swiftness of the river pushing against our legs, and we're gripping that rope hard, and our ego says we're supposed to be over there on the other side, and the only way we're going to make it is if we hold on tight and we're damn careful. In your soul says, do you trust? Do you trust yourself? Do you trust the truth of who you are? And you pause in the middle of the river and say, what? What? Do you see my predicament? Do you see the water? Do you see what might happen here? I have to be careful. I have to do this. And your soul says, really? Really? When the ego tries to decide every little thing and tries to plot a course through your life that's linear and straight, the universe chuckles. Here's an infinite being looking for a finite expression. Well, do you trust yourself? Imagine letting go of that rope. And even letting go of standing up and just falling back into the water and letting the current take you away. Visualize yourself floating along the top of the water, laying on your back as the river gently carries you to where you've always been meant to go. Your soul has an idea of you personified as a human being. Heaven will return to earth. Heaven is the embodiment of unconditional love. Love is not afraid of anything. Love is not afraid to die. Love has no attachment to what it looks like. Love can let go of the past in a heartbeat. This divine love, which you are now, has a most joyful vision of what heaven can look like in your life personally and on the earth collectively. But we have to let go of the fear. We have to let go of the ego's insistence on driving, the ego's insistence on making all the choices, the ego's insistence on playing it safe, holding tight to that rope. When you can let go and trust your heart and your soul, then you're at the doorway of embodying heaven on earth. And that can happen in this lifetime now. Don't see yourself as a citizen, following the tribe, following the herd, following the collective. Because there's nobody in the collective that's going to show you the truth of who you are through the common media, through the common academic channels, through the religious authorities. There's no language there that's going to take you home. The last mile, the last step for you to understand the truth of who you are will always be within your own being. Nobody on the planet can give that to you because you're already it now. The last mile is within your own self, within your own being, to understand the truth of who you are. Wow. Time flies. This show's almost over. You showed up for yourself. I'm proud of you. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you have the wherewithal to find the material, to find the vision, to find the understanding of coming to terms with the truth of who you are. I hope this episode has given you an opportunity to awaken to a deeper sense of your truth and empower you to walk boldly as the divine being that you are. You can't do it wrong. It's not going to happen instantaneously. Relax and chill. Enjoy the ride. Let go of what you thought it was going to look like and let your heart and soul show you what it can be. I celebrate you. I'm so delighted that you are here on this planet with me, living out this exciting paradigm. I'm your host, Les Jensen. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.